Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Siv Dalet. Nimsa Toys B'Sefer Torah B'Shasakriyim Oisim Sefer Torah Acheres. Machab's opinion is, if you found a mistake in the Sefer Torah, which passes the Sefer Torah, you have to bring another Sefer Torah. Matchilim Imokum Shenimsa Toys, and you don't have to start over again. You just continue from where the Toys was found. Umashlim Makayim Al Oisim Shekayim B'Mute. And the new people are getting aliyahs. They just add on to what was really read from the Sefer Torah apostle. In other words, we don't say that retroactively all the aliyahs that were done till now are apostle. You just, whatever was done, and you continue the new Sefer Torah. It was found in the middle of the aliyah. According to the Mechaba, Goyme Kriyasa B'Sefer HaKosha, Mevorach L'Achreya, V'Nechoyse L'Vorach L'Foneya. The Mechaba's opinion is that as long as you didn't make the bracha at the end of the Kriyasa Torah, you cannot make a bracha right on the Sefer Torah because it was found possible. You did. You can't. So therefore, you have to read some sukkim in the new Sefer Torah in order to make the bracha afterwards. But you cannot make a bracha on the Sefer Torah anymore. And the Meila, like we said, he'll read at least three sukkim in the new Sefer Torah, and then he'll make the bracha afterwards. This is the opinion of the Mechaba. Ramah says, "Kfar koru imoy gimub sukkim." This is a different opinion. No, the Ramah is once you already read three psukim in the Apostle Sefer Torah, and now you can be mafsik, then poiskim sham umavarech achreya. You stop over there and you make a bracha afterwards. Because he also v'di'evid, you can't be samech on that Sefer Torah, even to make the bracha afterwards, and it's better to do that than continue the new Sefer Torah because you never made a bracha on the new Sefer Torah. Mashlimim aminyan. Sefer Torah Acheres Shematzim. And then you finish off with the new Sefer Torah. This is the opinion of the Ramah. Hodam Matzim Acheres, Davka Shenimsa Toys Gomo. The only time we are required to take a new Sefer Torah is when we find a complete mistake. Mishum Chaseis V'Yaseis Ein Lahoitze Acheres. Just because there's a missing Vav or an extra Vav that doesn't change the Mashmos of the Psukim according to the Ramah. Ein Lahoitze Acheres. We do not take another Sefer Torah. She ain't Sefer Torah Shalom Meduyokim Kol Kach. Sefer Torah anyway is not so Meduyok Shenema Shacher Siyel Yisrael Kosher. You're looking for something better. Maybe the second one just as bad or worse than the first one. Continues the Ramah. My real Pasach, they ain't love the Sefer Torah Acheres. Beisuysiv Pasach, Shetzoch Lois the Sefer Torah Acheres. He says that there happens to be a machlekes between the Poiskim whether you should take another Sefer Torah. When the tzivu is in a situation that they only have Sefer Torah Apostle, the ancient Misha Yochel attack, no, they can't fix it. Those that say it's a full Sefer Torah, it's just Apostle, you can make a brach on it. And others say you cannot make a brach on it. That is the Machlokes HaPoiskim, which is like we saw in the Mechabi before, and in the Maisa, that is the Hachra of the Poiskim, like the Mishavaru brings. Just he says, if they started reading the Kriya, and they found a mistake, and they don't have another Sefer Torah to learn from other than that one, so here already there are those that say that you do make a bracha on a continuing aliyah, because you're already in the middle of the Kriya. But even that, the Mishavaru brings, that they knew the Paskin, they should not add extra brachas. Shai Ephraim also says that they basically say that the one who got that aliyah should finish reading his aliyah, should not make a bracha afterwards, and then they should have call up people without making brachas, just the Shliach Tziva should, you know, the Baal Koreh should read for each one of them. Then the one who got that aliyah, the last aliyah that he made the bracha Rishayna on, he should stay there the whole time, and then at the end he should make the bracha Achrayim. But some Ikra Din, you only make one bracha at the beginning of the Kriya and one at the end of the Kriya. Here, since we have Svekis, it should make extra brachas. So we say that the one who got the aliyah in which the mistake was found, and we don't have a replacement Sefer Torah, he should stay up there. And when they finish all Kriya, he will make the bracha at the end of the Kriya. Im chumash echod sholim b'loi tois, yesh lahakir likris v'yis chumash avapi sheyesh tois b'achem. The Ramah says, if you know there's a mistake in Bereishis, but you know that Shmos is all right, then he says there is room to be makel and to read from that Sefer Torah. Why? Because even though some people say that a Sefer Torah is possible, it's possible, but we have another tzirup of here that this Chumash is kosher. So Meir B'Shas Atrak, the Ramah is saying that when B'Shas Atrak, that you know this Chumash is B'Seder, it's part of a full Sefer Torah, you could read it with a bracha. The ma'isa, even this is not so poshut. Mishnah Berurah ends up that says that if a person's makel to make the brachas, you cannot stop him. Which is mashma, even in here, one should not make the brachas.